Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello and welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. My name is Zandy.
I'm X-Teen. Welcome to our episode today.
Welcome. Real quick, we did not have a Between You and Us or Patreon bonus last month.
Oops.
I'm going to just say Petey's been on something lately.
And it's your...
on my pituitary gland. Hypothetically still. Yeah, and testing is not progressing like I would like. What we're gonna do instead is we're gonna release two of each this month. You'll still get your content.
We're gonna release, yeah, two bonus episodes for Patreon, and we're gonna release two Between You and Us's.
Yes.
So if you are missing our voices,
mm-hmm.
Well, you're listening to us now, yeah, so wait, you should so
you
be
shouldn't
okay.
Be. Yeah. Yeah, and then also our live show in Chicago. Thank you to everyone who's already bought tickets.
Woo!
We've sold more than half of our tickets already.
I was so excited.
So if you are wondering if you should get your tickets now or later, get them now because we're running out.
And I just sit there and refresh the page over and over.
Yeah, I do. I was about to say daily counts and then realized that I do like
far more
seven
than that.
Counts a day.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's fun for me. So y'all keep like once I did one within an hour and we had sold two tickets within
Woo-hoo!
An hour. And I was like, wow, it pays off to check every hour. So now I do that.
So now it's been reinforced of Pavlovian effect. Now we just continue to keep checking it.
Yeah. So get with your friends and
rush.
Make sure everyone buys them hours apart so I can
you make sure you do it in intervals though. Be careful how you do it. We like the intervals.
Yeah. Anyway,
thank you for buying tickets. We can't wait to see you in October.
Woo!
Chicago. I think we're gonna have like a little group of family coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I don't think I had I saw a ghost the other day.
No,
I'm not kidding.
Where?
In Knoxville, Tennessee.
Where? At the, like, where were you?
At
like,
what? We were at the Courtyard Marriott.
This is weirdly, like, more believable than if you had told me you were at some haunted house.
I know. I think I've only ever seen one ghost in my life.
And it was, at the Queen Mary,
yeah,
right?
The one in the hat.
Yeah.
In a top hat.
Slash.
Slash.
You saw
right.
Slash. Maybe that's who it was.
But what if he was on a ghost tour?
What if it was Slash and the employees had to say, oh yeah, you can't go through there because they had to protect.
We have a celebrity VIP guest.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a ghost.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. He's getting a private tour of Mr. Whaley's quarters. He's always have felt an affinity for him, you know, the hats and everything. No, there was a man sitting at the foot of the bed. I said, please?
Oh, dear God. That's terrifying.
So, I'm serious. No one's going to believe me except M.
No, I don't not believe you.
I was dead asleep.
That's scary.
It was 4 a.m. And all of a sudden, one of Leona's toys started going off. And I heard, like, let's play. And I was like, what the F? And so, I, like, woke up. She has, like, this little fake cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was going off in one of our bags. So, I woke up and I looked over and I saw what I thought was Blaze sitting at the foot of the bed just staring at me. And I said, I got my glasses on. I said, Blaze. And then it literally like evaporated.
Whoa.
And then I turned over and Blaze was like asleep next to me. Anyway, it was very scary. So that's my
that's scary.
That's my update. I know I give some ghostly updates on this show every once in a while. So I figured,
mm-hmm.
you know, the people deserve to know.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm glad. I didn't know about that until just now.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you didn't bring him back.
I wanted to save the good news for the podcast.
Spread the good news.
Anyway,
speaking of ghosts,
yeah,
we're doing reviews of Claire's.
Oh yeah, the spookiest.
Mm-hmm.
The spookiest of haunts, I will say. You know, it is kind of You know, now I feel on edge about everything I say, because there was someone who tweeted at us who has worked at Eclairs for, I think they said 17 years.
Oh, dear.
And they said, like, I'm so nervous for this episode. And I was like, wow, now everything I say is in that kind of context of what will they think, you know? And so I'm going to try to be, you know, I love Claire's.
I was going to say, I didn't know you had anything negative to say.
No, I was just kind of going to say, like, it seems a little bit like a relic, but maybe that's just because, like, my generation was so obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. And now, like, we've outgrown it. I don't know. But to me, it feels kind of like a relic. But I don't know if that's a bad thing to say or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For those who don't know, Claire's is a boutique for all things tween.
Is that Did you just good... come up with that?
Yeah.
That's a great...
I'm trying to figure out a way to introduce Claire's to those who don't know what it
well
is.
Well done.
But it's... yeah. They do ear piercing. That's like their main... I think their main thing, because they claim to do more piercings than anyone, which I guess makes sense, because what other chain piercings do you know that are like all around the country? And I think they have international locations too.
Do they really?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, apparently they also have locations in Walmart, which was news to me.
Oh, like how they have a McDonald's in a Walmart? They also have a Claire's?
And America's Best Eyeglasses, that kind of thing. Wow. Subway. Oh, here it is. Michelle. Sorry. I wanted to make sure I got the right credit to the right person who's worked at Claire's for almost 17 years, which is quite an
accomplishment.
And Michelle even said... Let me see.
The only Claire's employee I would trust to pierce my ears is someone who's been there for that long.
Oh, absolutely. And like, I read some stuff about like, oh, the employees don't want to pierce ears, but they have to. And it's like kind of sketchy. Michelle says, just remember as you read the slander that we are Christine's provider of classy, trashy headbands.
True.
And that is true. I do like the headbands. They have some cute earrings. I am kind of allergic to all of them. But other than that, they're pretty cute. I got my ears pierced at Eclair's.
Nice.
Yeah, I was six and mom was very frustrated with the employee because she kept saying, oh, the dots are wrong. So then mom took the pen from her and put the dots on herself. And of course, it was a very embarrassing day. Yeah.
That's so weird though. I thought you got, hold on, was that Claire's?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that your ears were pierced by like a long lost twin at summer camp. Was that not what happened?
I'm so confused. That's what I told you. I told you a lot of things. Huh. Yeah. I think your childhood's probably like a big blur of just lies.
Got it.
From me.
Did your long lost twin at least have a British accent?
That part was true.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I didn't lie to you about that.
Good.
And we did have a really cool magic handshake, but I couldn't show that part to you because, you know, it's secret and all that.
Yeah, of course.
But I did get my ears pierced there. Nice. And you know what? It was a good time. 1997.
I can't imagine it was good. It sounds terrible.
Maybe Michelle did it. Wait, that was longer than 17 years ago, wasn't it? I'm yes, old. Christina. Never mind. Never mind. Okay.
By like 10 years.
Yeah.
No, not quite. Alrighty. Should I give a review?
Please.
I'm starting with one that kind of gives a little more, not context, but like you mentioned about your generation.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 3-star review, so it's kind of redemption, but kind of not. It's very just middle of the road. This is by Jasmine. 3 stars. Don't judge me for shopping at Claire's, but you know this place was the shit if you were a girl from the ages of 11 to 16 and into hoop earrings, Buddha bead bracelets, wild makeup, and anything that said princess on it, lol. I'm only here for the deals they have available at the outlet Claire's instead of the retail Claire's. What's the difference, you ask?
I legitimately...
I figured you'd like some.
I need to know.
They have the 10 items for $10 for a longer period of time than the retail store. Anything in the sales section that was originally $10 or less is automatically $1 when it rings up, and you don't have to buy 10 items. Items that were originally $10 and up have their newly written sale prices in red and take an additional 50% off that red price. Not bad at all.
Damn.
I got a couple pairs of cute earrings and a lanyard with a bunch of smiles that have braces on them. For the future dentist in me, lol, for $3. Since Claire's accessories are cheap, I know I pay for what I get and don't expect the earrings to last forever. Thanks to Jeannie letting me know about the outlet promo. Smiley face. End of review.
Wow. Where's the nearest one of those?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention this is in Camarillo, California.
What the hell? I don't want to go all the way over there.
I know. I'm sorry. But
for my lanyard needs, my discount lanyard needs.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I kind of want to go back to Eclair's and just really like revel in it because I feel like I've come full circle. There was like a post-Eclair's
version. It's Camarillo, which makes a lot more sense.
I was thinking Amarillo. That's
me
probably,
too.
Yeah.
That's me too. Sorry.
I had like a post-Eclair's phase where I was like, ew, you know, I want to go to Hot Topic instead of Eclair's.
That's true. That's what it felt like. Not that I went to really either of them.
You probably got dragged there.
I brought Francisca there.
Yeah.
At times, yeah.
I remember, yeah. And I always brought her there just for her sake, not mine.
Yeah, there was that one at, I mean, obviously Kenwood Mall, but then at Newport on the Levee there was one.
Yeah, I think that one's gone.
Oh, of course. I feel like everything's gone.
Tragically.
But yeah, I think that makes sense, that progression. Claire's and Hot Topic and Spencer's.
Mm-hmm. And Journeys and all
Journeys,
that.
Journeys. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm kind of back to my like, oh, Claire's was fun and I like it and I want to go buy stuff there.
Yeah.
Some more headbands, I guess.
You also have a child now
that's
to
true
buy
too.
Things for.
That's true too. Do you remember the big thing when I was like in my Claire's craze were those bunnies that said like negative things?
Yeah.
What were those?
Happy
bunny?
Tree friends?
No, that was different.
Oh, that was a
that,
that
was
one
like
was
Cartoon
very,
Network
no,
or
no,
something.
That, no, that was like a, I think
E-bombs
German
World.
Or something.
Oh.
That was like a fucking violent thing.
It was really
yeah, what were those boring. Rude bunnies?
It was called like Happy Bunny. Is that right?
Happy Bunny, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
and
you're
it
right.
would say like, F you. And I was like, oh yeah. Look at my pencil
case. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
One of them
so
said,
stupid. I love it.
One of them, some of them were a little problematic, I think. One
oh,
of them,
I'm sure.
Yeah, one of them was like, I'm psycho. And I was like, cool.
Oh, gee.
This is my new pencil case.
I found one that says, me won't hurt you.
Oh my god. That was the shit I thought was so funny. It's all about me. Deal with it.
Deal with it. Wow. I'm not listening. I hear the other ucky people calling you.
That was good.
That's a good one.
Cruel but cute, so I'm worth it. What? Anyway, this is the kind of shit that I would buy because I thought it was edgy, you know?
Oh, yeah. It was so edgy, though.
It was edgy. So the first review I have is from Hannah, she, her, who sent a review of Eclair's in Texas. And, of course, it was in the not currently recommended section of Yelp.
Of course.
So here is a one-star review by Eve. Terrible service. Staff was congregated behind the register chit-chatting about The Bachelor and not helping the customers. Went in to buy a comb, and when I asked, they just blew me off and said they didn't have any. When I found it on the wall myself, I said, this is what I was talking about. They still said, oh no, we don't have those. I just stared and walked out. End of review. I don't know if they walked out with the comb, because I mean,
oh, maybe.
Honestly, at that point, is it really shoplifting if they said we don't sell
that?
You true. Know, someone then, you just finders keepers.
It's like when you go in the grocery store in the checkout and they scan it and it doesn't work. It's free.
I think that's how that works.
That's what I always say to cashiers. They
it's
love
free.
It. They love it. They laugh every time.
Yeah, you take a paperclip and you like scratch all the barcodes and you're like, oh, well, I guess it's free now. I see you do that all the time.
Wow. Yeah, I feel this is that it sounds about right for the Claire's employees. Not the ones that have been there 17
not
years.
Not Michelle, of course.
But no, not, I don't know. And I also found some where they complained and the employees were... Never mind. I'll read one later. But man,
this is what I was talking about. Okay,
it's intimidating.
Yeah,
I'm scared to go.
I was always intimidated by the employees.
I'm scared. I'm still intimidated.
Me too.
My next one is from Veronica. She, her. Here's a 1-star review. 1-star. By Nadine. I got my ear pierced and they pierced my mask and my hair. This lady pierced my earring onto my mask and my hair. I had to rip both my mask out and my hair out and it hurt. Not to mention it was super expensive. It was $80. And I didn't get the very good ear solution either. Never going back there again to get my ears pierced would have been cheap also to get it done professionally. End of review.
Sinner, can I read a review I have?
Is it similar?
This is from Lanice. It's a Claire's in New Orleans. One star by Jessica.
Oh, no.
Got my cartilage pierced and she pierced it through my mask, which I had to wear. My mask was stuck on the earring. I had to cut my mask to get off the earring. She tried to get the back of the earring off, but couldn't get it off. And it just irritated it even more. End of review.
No.
So they're like different reviews, but like the same.
That's wild.
I thought we accidentally read the same one, but wow, oh, this one has a photo.
Yeah, this one does too.
Oh, no. Why?
Oh, man.
That's so gnarly looking because I got my cartilage pierced at a, not at a Claire's because the internet was like, please don't do that because they use the piercing guns. But I got my cartilage pierced and it hurt. Like, it probably took 10 days to stop like hurting. So the idea of getting like fabric caught in it makes me want to scream.
I can't imagine.
It makes me want to scream.
I'm afraid of just getting my ears pierced, period.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Unless there's like a hot needle and an apple on the other side.
That's what I told you. I always said growing up, here, I already disinfected it for you. I'm ready to go. Here's the ice cube. And you just, I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
I'll get it. I'll get you to agree one day.
Thank you. Thank you.
But you do have to wear a mask.
No.
When we do this. That is crazy.
That's so wild.
Crazy. Sorry, I didn't mean to just like jump on your tail there. So speaking of Lanice, she sent a ton of them and she sent each one as like a separate link. So it was like on Google Maps when you can like share a review.
Yeah.
So they were all sent separate. So there was like a slew of like 12 emails from Lanice. And in every email, the body pretty much just said she, her. So that we remembered.
I love it.
So this is one that she sent in of a Claire's in Baton Rouge. This is one star by Crystal. Tanya is truly rude. All she does is do TikTok dances instead of servicing customers. I don't even know and hope she does not still work there. Plus, she smells foul. End of review.
Oh.
That's got to be a person they know, right?
I think
it's not
so.
Very nice. Like,
that was not nice.
She smells foul. Okay, sure.
TikTok dances.
I mean, I guess if she's doing TikTok dances, you probably do get a good whiff of her every now and then when she, you know, dabs.
I'd leave one star if I went into a Claire's and they weren't doing TikTok dances because then it's not the authentic experience.
What's the point, even?
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I wouldn't believe that it's an actual Claire's.
No. Agreed.
This next one I'm throwing in the middle so we can we had a little buffer before and a little buffer after.
Oh, thank God.
This isn't a serious review. But this was sent in by Rhiannon, who specifically said this is a Claire's for Xandy X teen do not read.
I have an email also from Rhiannon, but it was a different one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The one after this one.
Well, this one is kind of a callback of sorts.
I'm trying to think.
Don't.
It's not about, is it from the piercing episode? No. Alexander, no. I don't want to talk about this.
Okay. So here is...
Oh my God. How do I even remember that?
Here is the review. 4 stars. Went in for a quick Prince Albert. Lady did it right in the lobby of Walmart. Pretty impressive. Thanks, Walmart and Claire's. Do you know what a Prince Albert
is? I'm sure I'm guessing it.
It's related, but different.
Listener, what are you gonna tell me? I don't want to guess.
So the last one was the pearl.
Fuck yeah.
This one is the penis piercing.
Oh, got it. Oh yeah, I did know that.
Prince Albert is for penises.
Yeah, okay, great. that's what Prince Albert is for penises. Don't you
just
forget?
Don't forget about that.
Okay. And the pearl. I hated the pearl one.
It still makes me cringe.
No, I don't want to think about it.
But yeah. Yeah.
Claire's.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Rhiannon bringing that in just to give a little bit of an excuse to call back the pearl.
Thanks a lot. Also, I love that this reviewer specified that it was one of the Claire's in the Walmart,
yes.
Which is hilarious. They're like, just for context. I did see a lot of those kind of fake reviews that were like,
yeah,
oh no, they accidentally pierced my...
What?
I don't know. It's not
my
even...
My mask?
My mask. Oh, wait, that one was real. So Rhiannon sent reviews of different Claire's across Missouri and said, my ADHD got the best of me and I hyperfixated. And said even sometimes they put Claire's stores in Walmart. So that's where I got that intel. If you end up with more emails from me, send vibes that I'm okay because it's getting close to midnight on a Wednesday, but my brain is telling me that a new fun project might be going through the 50 states alphabetically and reading every Google review from every store. I was very relieved to go back to our inbox and see that this was the final email.
Thank goodness.
There were not a slew of every state, but I did get some good ones from Rhiannon here. This is Claire's in Lake St. Louis, Missouri, and this is a one-star review by Sherry. Not very good customer service. The stuff is overpriced. Then I hear the makeup there can give you cancer. If that is the case, the makeup needs to be taken off the shelf. End of review.
Oh my god, what happened here?
I don't know. And I feel like that's just something someone says. Like, oh, that stuff gives you cancer.
Yeah.
And then she takes it way too seriously.
It's like but it's not, I thought, oh, if my first thought was a California proposition that
thing.
Tells you that something has defects. Something that causes cancer or birth defects or something. But I can't imagine that's a Missouri thing specifically.
Yeah, I don't think think so.
So I don't know.
I don't know either. I
yeah,
love
it definitely sounds like that though. You're right. Like that, like okay. Well, I hear that like Diet Coke gives you cancer.
Right.
I mean,
I heard
hey,
rats
might,
in but... a in a test, you know. But I also like that the first complaint is that the stuff is overpriced. But then the second complaint is like, by the way, it might give you cancer.
That's so true.
And if it were cheaper, I would buy it. But
the priorities of these people is kind of wild.
They're a local guide, so telling it like it is.
I did Google it, and apparently the U.S. The FDA and the FDA found asbestos in children's makeup products. So Claire's.
I mean,
issued a recall last week after the FDA found cancer-causing toxin in some products.
Shit. No, and that's the thing is, yikes. Is I am not surprised, and I stopped buying like those kind of makeup, like those mysterious makeup palettes a long time ago because there is not much oversight on those, and
yeah.
You shouldn't probably put that on your mouth and your eyes and all your orifices, but...
don't put them on all your orifices.
Don't put them in the pearl either.
Don't put them on your Prince Albert, your pearl.
So yeah, I would recommend maybe skipping the makeup section. Okay. And, you know, just good. From my own perspective.
Oh god, boy. Okay. My next one is of a Claire's in New York City. It's on the in the Upper West Side.
Ooh.
This is a one-star review. This is by Pamela. I had my ears pierced at Claire's. I was never happy with my original piercings, which I've had for 30 years. And the result was disastrous. Helen Keller could have done a better job matching the two placements. One was far too low, and it was re-pierced twice. Both times as ridiculously awful as the first. Too low, too close to my ear, and more. Now I have scar tissue and have to wait 5 weeks to go to a good place to start from scratch. The jewelry is pricier, but beautiful and worth it. At the good place, sorry. That
oh,
was,
oh, oh,
if,
oh, oh.
If that wasn't
I
clear.
I was having like a whiplash moment here. Okay.
I know. It took me a couple reads to realize that they were saying that the better jewelry is at the good place or going to
in
some weeks. They don't use Claire's method, using a sort of staple gun. Also, my ears got infected despite scrupulous care. You might get lucky at Claire's, but I would never recommend it to anyone unless I really didn't like the person. People were friendly, but totally inept. End of review.
Okay. First of all, I don't know if you could call that scrupulous care. You have like 14 holes in one of your earlobes, and I feel like there's no way you're going to keep that clean and not
good
infected.
Luck.
How many freaking holes did she get in her ear? Three different holes? My God.
That sounds terrible.
At that third one, as the employee, I would be crying. I would have quit. Like, I would be so stressed out putting holes in someone's ear and they're all crooked and the person doesn't like them. And the stress. Yeah. I mean, and these people working there, like, they're not expert, you know, piercers. Like, they're not, that's not their job typically.
Yeah. I can't imagine having to do that as a job.
Especially to like kids.
Like as a retail, like that's, you get a job at like a summer job. I feel like a lot of these people are high school students.
Yeah, because they're at the mall or at like local,
you can either get a job at Journeys or get a job at Claire's, and at Claire's you have to pierce people's ears.
Yeah, it's kind of a luck of the draw. That's and then wild you end up to me. Sticking needles through people's ears. Yeah. They do the piercing gun.
Yeah.
Which sounds less scary to me than the ones at the real piercing.
You're so American that
the gun is more my comfort level. Put that up to the side of my head and I'll feel fine. No, but like when I got my cartilage, they have like a needle and it's just like, I don't know, something about it. The gun seems like, oh well, you don't even see it happening. Oh my
God, it's so wild to me. The whole thing, it scares me a little.
I can't believe some places still do cartilage, because that is the thing you're not supposed to do with a gun, a piercing gun. Yeah, you're really not supposed to do your cartilage with that.
My goodness.
And it's also a lot more of a risky piercing because it's
very thin.
I think it's closer to your brain. I don't know.
Maybe
I made that part up. But I think if it's infected, it's a lot more dangerous.
I
mean,
I assume that the gun is designed in a way that it can't just like go into your brain.
No, sorry, that's not what I meant.
I'm like, am I missing something?
That's not what I meant.
Are they like pulling it out away from your head and like just shooting through?
Well, to be fair,
it hits the wall behind
you? It's like a harpoon.
Like a harpoon gun. Oh my God.
She has like three. And if you hit whichever stuffed animal you hit on the wall, that you get to take that home with you, like a carnival game. No, what I meant was if it gets infected, it's a lot more dangerous because it's closer to your brain. I think. No? Am I wrong about that?
What do you mean it's closer to your brain? It's on your ear. I don't understand.
Like if you get an infection right here, it's... Why are you looking at me
on the
like
top
that?
Of your ear rather than the bottom of your ear? But like your ear is connected like to your head, I guess close. I don't know.
I could be making this up. I don't know.
I'm just trying to walk you through this. I'm not trying to debate this because I don't know anything.
I don't know. But all I've heard is that this is A, more likely to get infected, and B, a more dangerous piercing, and you shouldn't be doing it with a piercing gun.
I think according to the Association of Professional Piercers, piercing guns in general are just a
piercing gun isn't designed for cartilage, only soft tissue
because of proximity to the brain.
No. Piercing cartilage with a gun, which by the way sounds really intense, can create hardcore hypertrophic scarring and even blow it up. Blow what up? I don't want
your brain.
Oh yeah,
this is a lot.
Okay, anyway.
Cartilage, blow up, because this is too much.
I'm saying a lot of...
This is far too much.
A lot of words that shouldn't be probably said. Okay, so this is also from Rhiannon. It is of a Claire's in Richmond Heights, Missouri. And it's a 3-star review by Diamond.
Your ex?
My ex. Okay, everybody. I married a little boy named Diamond in preschool, okay? And I feel like it's about
time. How old
were
you when he was in preschool?
Next question. No, I'm just kidding. We were both in preschool and we got married on the playground anyway. And then I found out later he was like the head of like Cincinnati LGBT because he's very much gay. And I was like, well, I guess I never stood a chance, you know?
No, you didn't.
Man, I thought we had something special.
You did not.
We did not. But anyway, sometimes when I think about Diamond, Alexander likes to remind me about
I mean, no, you're like, you're putting him into our episode here with bringing his name into this.
Okay, fine. This is a 3-star review by Carrie.
Oh, I was about to say Sunshine.
Stop! Why am I always... I was gonna say dating. I definitely didn't date Diamond. We were 3. We were married though. Playground rules, you know. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so this is by Carrie. 3 stars. They carry little cute things for young girls and teens. I'm a grown, mature woman, therefore I look for fine jewelry. End of review.
Sounds like this person turned 18 and is over Claire's. You know?
And is at Hot Topic. Yeah. I'm looking for fine jewelry at my local Spencer's Gifts. I only buy rope bracelets from the finest retailers at the Kenwood Town Center Mall. So I'm sorry. I don't go there anymore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Belly button piercings from Journeys. Oh, you know, good stuff. All the fine retailers.
Only the best.
Only the best.
My next one is an international one, actually.
Oh.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Let me guess.
They do have stores in, or they did have stores, at least, in Europe and China, I found out.
Oh, okay.
Looked that up. So, but here is a review. This is by Magdalene. 2 stars.
Oh, your ex?
Yeah.
Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene.
Alexander had a very vivid imagination in Sunday school.
We never stood a chance. I was about to. Never mind. We never stood a chance.
Just like to be normal.
Oh, I see.
As you and I, as humans, like never, as like American citizens, as like people of this cultural world, our society, we never stood a chance.
True. Here's a 2-star review. Oh. My last visit could have been an at-work infomercial on what not to do at your workplace. It's called being at work, not a bar during happy hour. There were 4 staff members on duty, 3 girls and 1 guy. Nobody said hello to me or even acknowledged me or any of the other customers who came in.
I'm just trying to picture happy hour. Like, do they have, like, a charcuterie board and, like, rosé?
At Claire's?
Yeah. She's like, this is not happy hour.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, what in a Claire's as an employee could you be participating in to make it actually look like happy hour? Because I have a feeling that none of these employees feel like they're at Friday happy hour.
I mean, it's pure conversation, because apparently that's when conversation's only allowed to happen is during at a bar during happy hour.
Oh, I see. Okay. So there
the
is
problem
no
is that they're
wine and cheese pairing or anything like
there's
that.
There's lots of wine.
Oh, there's lots of wine.
With
wine.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
It's not like they were too busy with customers or stocking anything. No, they stood around talking very loudly and laughing about their social lives, completely ignoring everyone. I heard about parties they have been going to, who was getting drunk on what, who was singing into a mop/broom when certain songs came on. As a matter of fact, one girl screeched at another that, "You're not on shift! Why are you going back there for? To get the mop/broom? Ha 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 ha!"
Okay, I take it back. This does sound fun.
This is a happy
hour.
This
does sound
like
happy hour.
One thing that also in this, specifically this employee said to another, "You're not on shift." So this employee's not even.
I love that they're like, it's Friday, happy hour. Should I go to happy hour? Sure, yeah, no, I'll go to Claire's instead.
Yeah, and also, this person said, oh, they're all on duty. But then admitted that one is not even on shift.
Oh, yeah,
so it's
right.
Just fun, interesting. I was like, I don't know.
There's some cracks in her story.
Yeah. It was clear that 2 of the 3 girls were totally flirting with the guy and trying to impress him with tales of their badass selves. They were acting like they were out at a bar, not at work. So utterly unprofessional that I almost wanted to say something. I couldn't believe this went on the entire time I was there. Still, never once was I acknowledged or asked if I was doing okay. Was I finding what I was looking for? Offered a basket or told about the buy 3, get 3 promo? No, not at all. Too busy with each other's personal lives to give a shit. I finally went up to the one girl who wasn't as loud or in on the conversation. I asked her where a metal clip was, and she said they didn't have what I was looking for, and instead showed me something completely unrelated. I found the item I needed myself. I grabbed a few other things to take advantage of the buy three, get three free promo.
It sounded like you knew all about the promo.
Exactly.
Why does anyone need to... You sound like you're telling everyone else about the promo.
Are you like... Is this an undercover boss situation?
That's what I'm thinking. Like a secret shopper. Like yeah. No one's telling me... Like the checklist is like, sorry. They didn't tell me anything about the promo.
When I went up to the cash area to pay, they all ignored me. They just kept up talking loudly and inappropriately and laughing away. I stood there just a few feet away and was completely ignored. Speaking of unprofessional, the one girl's outfit, a mini dress, way too tight and way too short for work, see pics. I snapped a pic of their little, we are too busy to help you party. Finally, the girl who I'd asked for assistance earlier rang up my stuff. I was pissed off about this as I left. Why are these people even there? I really want to bring this to the attention of management because clearly they don't have a clue what is going on after they have left. End of review.
Wow. Okay, maybe I'm just projecting. Probably I'm just projecting. Yeah. But I kind of have FOMO. Like, does this person just feel like they want to be part of the in-group?
Mm.
Like, I have FOMO a little bit. I'm like, this sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to know who was singing in the mop. I guess we found that out. The one who's not on shift. Like, you know, I want to know these things and have a beer with these people. I sound like a blast.
They do. I mean, I don't know. I don't. It's just so people get so upset about this kind of stuff. I understand if they're like actually actively being rude to you, but
yeah,
I don't know.
This doesn't seem like a fair assessment of the situation. I mean, they're having a good time. Let them have a good time. Isn't it better than if they were miserable? And
you can't win with people.
No.
You're right. Like, it's either they're having too much fun, or you're gonna say they don't seem like they even want to work.
Exactly
there.
Their attitudes are shitty. It's like, well, make up your mind.
Yeah.
Man, that bums me out. They're just trying to, well, I guess not really, because they didn't really care. They still had a good time despite
her
withering gaze.
Good for them. Oh, I did see one review and it said something like Claire's doesn't care about you, they only care about money. And I'm like
come
on,
how dare you talk about slander. Michelle, I hope you plugged your ears. I know that might be a little too much for you to hear. Wow.
Why do most people in this world work? It's so they can afford to live.
I mean,
oh my lord,
how much do you think these employees are getting paid?
Not like, enough.
A living
for
wage
this bullshit. And also just get their to be taking their pictures.
Okay, I was gonna ask, did they put a picture?
They did not, that I could find.
What? See pictures, they say.
I looked at the pictures. So the thing is, they had updated their review. So they had reviewed it before, like 4 stars, and then knocked it down. But so that review had pictures, but it was just of things in the store. It wasn't of any employees, thankfully. So maybe they thought twice. Maybe it was removed. I don't know. But don't do that.
Jeez.
It's one thing if they're doing something like dangerous or like terrible, or I don't know. Don't just snap their picture because you don't like the way they're dressed.
So like, inappropriate.
It's not okay.
Also illegal.
Is it?
What?
Is it?
I think it's illegal to take pictures of people without their consent, especially to post them on the internet and say.
I don't know.
I think it is.
I've
Googled this before for other reasons. Not
why? Whose pictures are you taking? Is your lawyer like, look into this because you're going to be in big trouble?
Hang on. Oh, man. Oh, I was trying to take a picture. I thought it was going to make the little.
Oh, you're taking a picture. I was like, you said hold on. I was like, oh, okay. She's busy doing something.
No, I was hoping that it would make like a click sound so that.
Oh, you're taking my picture.
Yeah, so that as you were saying, like, whose picture are you taking, that I could make the little camera click.
Okay, I'm contacting the lawyers.
Oh, Alexander, my joke was so absolutely destroyed just now. That was the biggest fail. How come sometimes when I take a picture, it makes a horribly stupid loud noise?
Is your ringer on?
Yeah, I just turned it on.
Volume's up.
Yep. What a funny joke. Can we talk about how funny it would have been?
We can just pretend. I just heard the click of your camera.
Thank you.
Wow,
you.
I get it.
That's better.
You're taking my picture without my consent.
So much better. Thank you.
Who are you? Pamela. Oh, no, wait. I don't know their name.
I think you probably.
Oh, Magdalene, my ex.
Who are you, my ex? Well, that's just too bad, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see if this works. Nope, there's just simply no picture. I have about 12 photos of just like.
Take a screenshot. That'll make a sound.
Right? Oh, Alexander, that's so smart. Why didn't I just do that? Okay, wait, say the joke again.
I don't remember.
My
brain can remember things from a minute ago.
Say, Christina, who are you taking pictures of?
Christina, who are you even taking pictures of?
Oh, don't worry about it. Isn't that funny, everybody?
That was really funny.
Thank you. Okay, man, screenshot that. Alexander, you're so smart.
I know.
Okay. Here is a review sent in by Tristan, he, him. It's a review of his local Claire's outside the Capitol Mall in Olympia, Washington.
Oh.
He also says that he and his mom and sister got stuck in a traffic jam on a mountain pass for a few hours a couple months ago, and they all listened. He basically forced everyone in the car to listen to Beach to Sandy, which is precisely the move that I would recommend.
I thought this was related to going to be related to Claire's.
They all pierced each other's ears.
I thought, where is this one going?
No, this is about us.
Oh, good.
You know, I like to buffer anything we discuss with just like a little anecdote about.
It's all about us.
Yeah, that pertains to us. So he says they listen to a few episodes of your podcast, whale watching and Halloween movies. I don't even remember any of that.
But me neither.
It sounds hilarious. And then he said afterwards, my mom said the reviews were kind of funny, but she found your banter the most entertaining. Oh. I know. At first I read that and I was like,
uh-oh.
It makes me so sad when people write in like, haha, my husband hates your show. And I'm like, why would you tell me that? It makes me sad.
My husband gets mad at me every time I bring up your show.
Yeah, he hates it and he doesn't think you're funny. But I do. I'm like, why would you say that? That
Come
just
on,
makes
husbands.
Me sad. Okay, so he says, the reviews were funny, but she found your banter the most entertaining part because it reminded her of the way she talks to her sisters. And
cute.
I thought
that makes
that was
me happy.
Really nice.
We get plenty of the opposite, so
yeah,
it's
the
nice
banter
to get that
people
one.
Don't always love, which is why we talk so much in this episode about everything but Claire's. So this is a 1-star review of a Claire's in Olympia, Washington, by Tim. And just so you know, I'm going to change the name. 1-star review of a Claire's in Olympia, Washington by James. And just so you know, his profile photo is like a sepia-toned photo of him in a military uniform. Mm. Like he looks like a veteran from the photo.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. So I don't know. It just, to me, it adds aesthetically, it adds something mm-hmm. to see that photo.
Sometimes
you know?
Those photos...
Yeah.
Really affect the way you read these reviews.
Yeah, because I still remember the one that you were reading of, I forget, it was, obviously I don't remember because I don't remember what it was of, but he had like a puppy in the profile picture.
Oh, yeah.
And the review was so nasty. And
yeah,
we like,
and there was the
Whoa.
Cutest dog.
Yeah, that That's I think it was right. at pet stores, but anyway. So sometimes I just feel like it flavors the review a little
That's
bit.
Why I have a picture of Prince Albert as
Stop!
My profile picture.
That's why you keep getting kicked off Google. They keep shutting down your account.
Whoops.
1-star by James. Claire's is the absolute worst store in our mall. The staff are hateful, snarky. They constantly manipulated all these little girls through an emotional battery in slights and put-downs. They even try to pit them against each other when customers come in groups like BFFs or mother-daughter and especially father-daughter.
Wait, what?
There's some sort
I'm
of
so
social
confused.
Warfare going
sounds
on.
Sounds like Hunger Games.
Yeah, especially father-daughter, what they pit you against each other. And I mean, again, based on the profile photo.
So they're saying that the employees pit the customers
against
each other. Okay, so.
Which is hysterical.
I don't think that's true, but what I think is funny is that there have been multiple reviews we've read where employees have said, oh, we don't carry that. But they do carry that.
Right.
Are these employees just like completely
Fucking
messing
around?
With
They're just mind games.
I think so. It feels like it.
It feels a little bit like it. They manipulated all these little girls through an emotional battery in slights and put downs.
See, that is dramatic as fuck.
That's like...
Especially without specifics.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there is more information.
And I hope that's not happening.
I
that
hope
sounds
so
terrible.
Too. I really hope so too. The manager didn't even know that one of her workers had been clocked in for over 3 hours doing personal business on her iPhone, setting up a sexual encounter with her fauc boy at her lunch break. Okay, fauc boy is spelled F-A-U-K.
Oh, that's not, yeah, I was going to say.
B-O-I is one word. I don't know if this person doesn't know what they're writing. Like, I don't know if they don't understand what. Yeah. I don't know. And again, I want everyone to keep in mind this like very old-timey classic military photo as the profile. So I like just to give you some context, yeah. You know.
Wow.
This store, absolutely criminal. You have bitter victims getting off on sadistic displays, power trips, body mutilation. I think this person is, I don't know, reading into things. Let me finish this last paragraph. You have bitter victims getting off on sadistic displays, power trips, body mutilation with inexperienced staff, performing piercings on clients of non-consensual ages. Honestly, if I had the authority, I would have made arrests, felonious ones, hate and sexual in nature. End of review.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's a lot.
This feels conspiracy theory-ish.
Right?
Sounds like this person assumes that while some things are on the surface, there's much deeper stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time really believing that the deep-seated criminal activity they think is going on is like actually going on in a very intentional way. I mean, you're right. It sounds like they're pinning Claire's as like this sort of evil empire, yeah, that has like all these moving parts. Like, oh, they have bitter victims who are getting off on sadistic display. I mean, wow.
I feel like so many of these employees are just, these are summer jobs for them. They're maybe high schoolers or young people. I don't know.
As
if they're part of this like crazy machine that's.
I mean, maybe Michelle can speak to this. As a veteran Claire's employee, not a veteran like James, but a veteran Claire's employee who has 17 years.
Shot a few guns in her days.
Yeah, she's shot a few of those harpoons through people's ears. I do want to know, Michelle, like, do you feel like you deserve to be arrested for felonious crimes? For I don't even want to ask about the other one because hate and sexual felonious crimes is like a very, I mean, that's like the highest
this
level
is a big accusation.
Yeah,
and it's very confusing because we don't know. Right. We don't know what happened to this person specifically.
We do know that there was a fuck boy incident.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How does that? My God, it escalated.
How
did it go from that to turning into felonious assaults or whatever?
I know. I think the thing we can kind of get a little glimpse into this person's life is saying that they pit people against each other when they come in groups, especially father-daughter. I feel like there's something there.
What does that mean?
Because why would you say that unless that's like a personal experience, you know? Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
This feels like a dangerous place for us to guess what's going on.
That's why I'm all the way in and I'm waving to you. Come on in. The water's warm.
This feels so.
You're like dragging me back.
Somehow this is going to.
I know.
You're
right.
Come back to bite us.
You're totally right.
I'm so scared of this person.
You're completely right. So anyway, that's that.
I'm done. So
you are. OK, good. Let's move on. I have the last thing I have. Anna actually sent this in at 12:18 a.m. as I was getting ready for bed.
Oh, perfect.
And I thought, I'm just going to see what's in here real quick. This is from Anna, she, her. And the subject is dark things are happening at your local Claire's. And I say, yeah.
James, we know.
James already told us.
We just found out. I can't wait for the juxtaposition of that last review and whatever this is.
Yeah, to see
the dark things.
To see what else is in the underbelly of Claire's.
Yeah.
So here is the first one I have. It is of a Claire's in Somerset, Kentucky. It's a one-star review by Amanda. $27 for a pop socket? What is this, Paris Hilton prices? Jesus Christ. End of review. So talk about
Wow.
Seedy underbelly. Yeah. Paris.
Now Paris Hilton is involved.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
What year is it?
This is 4 months ago that this was written. So I don't know what a Paris Hilton price is. I don't know if you're referring to the Hilton franchise. I don't know if you're referring to, does Paris Hilton have like a line of
pop sockets?
Maybe. I don't know. Paris Hilton has,
I think, a new show, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
That sounds right.
But still.
It's called Undercover in the Seedy Underbelly of.
You know, though, Paris Hilton's Seedy Underbelly. I don't like it when that's attached to a human being.
No.
I will say, though, when it comes to celebrities being associated with Claire's, Paris Hilton, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Which is
not
why,
even if I don't know if she had any association with them back
then. I don't
in the
either,
day,
but it would fit, right?
Yeah.
Like I could see like a Hello Kitty thing going on. I don't know. But somehow
it's like Avril Lavigne is to Hot Topic as Paris Hilton is to Claire's.
That's
right?
Exactly. I think that was an SAT question. Yeah. And I think I got it right.
You better have.
Okay. So this is another. This is my last one. It's a review of a Claire's in Memphis, Tennessee. And this is a redemption. It's a 4-star review by Amber. Here we go. 4 stars because it's next to my favorite place that does butt vacuum therapy. Love Crush. End of review.
Excuse me?
And then Anna wrote, what is butt vacuum therapy? And I'm here to tell you what it is.
Wait, that wasn't a typo?
Oh, it's real.
What an end to our Claire's adventure.
Butt vacuum therapy. Get your butt augmented without any surgery. Butt vacuum therapy is the most revolutionary non-surgical butt enhancement technique. Hold on. I have to click the link to read more and get my cookies and algorithms all. Whoa, look at the image that came up.
What the hell?
Someone's butt.
I see that.
With big suction cups on it. It says, butt vacuum therapy is the most revolutionary non-surgical butt enhancement technique that gradually lifts and plumps the buttocks.
Now I get why the Teletubbies
Where are you going with this?
You know, they had the best butts around.
Excuse me?
Because they had that vacuum friend.
Alexander, that's so stupid. What are you talking about?
Explains everything.
They did have some plump hips.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that.
Yeah, they were looking good.
I mean,
They were feeling good because they got the butt vacuum therapy from that sucky boy.
Butt vacuum therapy.
Stop putting these words together.
I love that it also exfoliates the epidermis, which I think famously means skin. And I don't know why they need to say epidermis like that, but... it also stimulates the dermis and
I don't like the word dermis.
Improves lymphatic flow. So, you know, it's right next to her favorite butt vacuum place. And I feel like that's...
What's the name of the butt vacuum place?
It was called...
Nunu's?
Sinner, stop talking about Teletubbies. Talk about a seedy underbelly. Talk about seedy underbelly. It's called Love Crush with a K.
Mm, okay.
In Memphis, Tennessee. I'll look it up. Wow, it has great reviews.
Oh no, Logan heard me talking. Logan's calling me. He doesn't even call me that often.
Oh no.
He knew I was talking about butt vacuum therapy and Nunu.
Yeah, which one?
He's like, wait, I told you all this. He's like,
give me credit.
Oh no.
So yeah, you know, there's Love Crush. I feel like that gives all the information we need, and that's all I've got for you.
Love it, love it.
Yeah. Okay, so now on to my challenge.
Yes.
So this is from Drew. Do you remember it at all?
I did, but now I don't.
Okay, I'll tell you. This is from Drew, they, and it was to find a review where someone confesses to a crime.
Oh, yeah.
I had fun with this.
Good.
The first one is a forum on TripAdvisor. We're going to start kind of loosey-goosey. It's of an all-inclusive resort in Aruba, and it's the question and answer section. And Gary says, hi, I know it's illegal, but can I buy ganja on the beach? And then literally right after that, my bad, sorry. in the same post. Like, I don't know. He's already apologizing.
Oh, no.
Before even getting any answers. So, hi, I know it's illegal, but can I buy ganja on the beach? My bad. Sorry. And here's a response by Lucas. Are you serious? Really? Families go and use facilities. And no, in the past two times I have been, you cannot buy it. And then Benny responded.
Wait. What a fucking nerd.
I know.
What year is this?
It says over a year ago, which is not.
That does not help at all.
Not helpful to me. Like, the least helpful thing you could say.
Might have been a year ago. Might have been 20. We don't know.
Literally no way to know.
Christina, what?
And then there's another response from Benny, who's trying his best. I did smell it once on the walk from our room to evening meal.
Oh my god, that's actually weirdly, like, sweet. Like,
I know.
Like, it might be possible, because someone else did it.
Like, if I had known you were looking, I would have gone and found the source of the smell.
That's so sweet, I love that.
On their way to evening meal. So that's just like a little taste of, you know, just some illegal-esque activity. Yeah. And it's not necessarily admitting a crime, mm-hmm. but admitting... Well, he did say sorry. I don't know. He's apologizing for wanting to do.
I can't. Was that it?
That was it for that one. Yeah.
Oh man, I kind of want to go respond
and say what?
And say like, it'll be okay. Ignore that other person, Lucas. Was
whatever.
Lucas?
Yeah, but like, you know what? If you're gonna write on TripAdvisor about looking for drugs, quote unquote, someone's gonna have an issue.
And they called it ganja too.
The fact that they called it ganja, and they actually did respond to their own, I think, after this, and said something like, "Well, I would never do it in front of my kids, but sometimes on vacation, I like to let loose." So.
You know what? I'm just mad for this person.
I know.
They deserve support.
They deserve to
get high. For their illegal
activities. As much as they want.
Yep.
On their Aruba vacation. Mm-hmm. So this is actually more admitting of a crime. This is by Mark S. And it is a review of the Haiku Stairs in Hawaii.
I don't know what that, what is that?
I don't know, but it is closed now.
Uh-oh. After this illegal activity.
Haiku Stairs, Hawaii. It's an iconic place. It's a staircase, and it's also called the Stairway to Heaven.
I'm not going up that.
No.
Scary. That sounds like a lot of stairs.
And it's now private property. And I mean, to really give you a spoiler, you were not supposed to go up it. Like, this was like a...
Oh.
They had closed it off to... tourists because it was dangerous, people were getting injured, and also it was considered illegal trespassing, and so it was not meant to be a tourist attraction. And so this is a review of the stairs, if I can find it. Oh my god, no, I literally accidentally replaced the tab with butt vacuum. Mark S. gives it 4 stars. We can dispel some of the rumors surrounding this hike. First off, 1, it is illegal and you are trespassing. 2, it's Hawaii and no one seems to care. There's a security lady taking photos of you as you come out, but there were no fines or police. Most people on the trail simply walked past the security on the way up with no issue. This is a long hike, so be prepared for a trek. I would recommend a headlamp, gloves, and plenty of fluids. In is high and long, but out takes half the time and is quick. The views and adventure was still spectacular, even in the fog and rain. Nothing short of a clear memory here. I enjoyed every wet and windy bit. I highly recommend it. End of review. Huh. I feel like you shouldn't highly recommend it if you're saying, first off, it is illegal and you are trespassing.
Yeah, not to be a nerd like Lucas,
yeah,
but
exactly.
Tourists kind of suck already.
Yeah, especially in Hawaii.
In a place like Hawaii, especially. So to then also not follow the local laws and
right.
stuff.
Right, and to just so blatantly disrespect the wishes of locals, of the culture, of the people who own this property. It's just wild to me that somebody would say, I highly recommend going, bring fluids, and just walk past the lady taking your photo. Who's reporting you to security? I mean, yeah, of course they're not going to do anything, but like, that doesn't mean go right ahead,
just,
you know.
Go to the beach, find some ganja, and relax.
Yeah, just smoke some ganja. Who's that hurting?
Smoke some ganja at home and just watch videos of Hawaii.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
Marcus probably has a GoPro video on YouTube, and in the title of the video probably says, my illegal hike, so that he can get, you know, all this credit for his illegal trespassing that he seems so proud of.
Some sort of, it's got to be some clickbait headline. We went on the most illegal hike in the world.
Find out why this place has been closed to tourists, but we went anyway.
Nerd took my photo to send to security.
Well, here's his photo right back. Okay.
I will say I have watched those, some not fully, but have you seen those YouTube videos where people just walk through cities?
No.
They just walk.
That's cool.
It's like out for an hour.
Do you just smoke ganja and watch that?
Yeah, really high quality too.
High quality. Is it like a GoPro or do they hold a camera?
It's like a GoPro, I assume. Yeah.
And do they do stuff or do they just kind of wander?
Just walk through the city.
Wow.
And sometimes it's like rainy a little bit.
What cities have you
watched?
There's
like New York.
Cool. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And there are like a lot of like ones in Europe. Like just like, and it's usually like early morning. So there's not that many people and it's kind of peaceful.
Oh. You know, I'm watching a couple docuseries about crimes, like the Theranos one I just watched. Mm-hmm. I just watched the WeWork one. And I know that this doesn't seem connected, but in my mind it is, which is when I picture these office spaces where they're kind of like these new, trendy, whatever, I picture a video like that playing in the background the whole time.
Yes.
Of one of these offices.
Yes.
Like someone just wandering through New York City and they like hire a specific person to just wander around and live stream their footage.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's just, I don't know, in my mind I'm like, that's so random.
Uh-huh.
But also like weirdly enjoyable to watch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm kind of into that. That's fun. Anyway, if anyone is interested, I'm gonna go to this place called the Haiku Stairs with my GoPro.
GoPro.
You can just hear me like panting trying to get to the top. Yeah, it's, and then me falling. Yeah, it's gonna be really cool to watch. Just kidding, don't trespass. Okay, so this is a review that was actually sent in by Hannah, who also sent a Claire's review earlier.
Mm.
So sent me a little double whammy, and this is of a place called Smoker's Choice in Syracuse. It's a 5-star redemption, and I looked up Smoker's Choice, and their slogan is, your local tobacco and cigar outlet.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they sell any other paraphernalia.
Yeah. Mm. So here is the review, and this is a 5-star review by Richard, admitting to a crime. Only place in Syracuse that will accept my fake ID. Always buy myself blunt wraps and go home, have some fun. Thanks, Smoker's Choice, for everything. End of review. And there's a photo.
Very helpful review for many people, I'm sure.
I agree. And totally not
what?
Totally not concerned with admitting.
That looks like still from the movie Office Space. What am I looking at?
Yeah, this photo doesn't even really look real, so I don't know what's going on with this picture. But it is of a guy with a blunt in his mouth and sunglasses on in the kitchen. In a kitchen.
But it looks like old. Like, it looks like 90s.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? I don't have glasses on. It's kind of far. Maybe
it does look kind of... Well, no.
No,
I mean,
does, yeah, ignore me.
I think it does... I don't know. It looks like a MySpace profile photo in some ways.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
why...
I like it.
But so that's one admitting a crime. Now this one's just a photo, so I feel like this isn't gonna fly really well, but I found it on TripAdvisor, and the caption of this photo is, this photo almost got us arrested, didn't know it was illegal, lol. And it is of a photo of a woman, or it is a photo of a woman standing next to a clearly like military
yeah.
personnel in I don't know which country, to be honest. I was very confused by this whole photo album that they posted.
What were they doing? Did they say?
They were just taking a photo. Oh, it's the Osan Air Base in South Korea is okay. where this photo was taken. Oh, she just was taking a photo next to a guard, I think.
Oh, okay.
And said she didn't know it was illegal to take photos
Whoops.
With them. But I just love her kind of like posing and saying, didn't know it was illegal. Almost got arrested. Here it is.
Whoops.
Putting it on the
now
internet.
Now I'm going to put it on the internet.
The guy literally has his hands on an automatic weapon. Like, it's a very frightening photo. So there's that. And now I'm going to do something that you don't want me to do.
Cruises.
So, Kaylin,
we have a whole new whole episode next week, all cruises.
Did that win?
Yeah, of course it won.
I know. I
haven't checked it in days.
I remember telling
you. The last
time
I checked, it was at 80% or something crazy.
I remember telling you to hold out hope. But...
Jesus Christ.
So Kaylin, wrote in and said, after last week's episode where Christine found reviews from Cruise Critic, I had the idea that there could be an ongoing theme where Christine finds a review from there for every theme or challenge.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. So after, okay. Kaylin has the idea that there could be an ongoing theme where Christine finds a review from Cruise Critic
for every theme or challenge.
And then she said, sorry, not sorry, Zandy. And so I did.
You know what I can't deny?
What?
There's some great content that comes out of that place. I love it there. I love them. I do.
Well,
look, when it first started, the reason that the whole thing is me being annoyed at it is because she screamed eek at me like 50 times. And then it followed me. It wasn't just ended at once we stopped recording. This eek thing has been going on forever.
Well,
people eek at me all the time.
It's mostly me, but other people too. Alexander, I felt bad, so I made a list.
No.
A game. I made a game for you.
Oh, I love games.
Yeah, which is where you have to guess some of the laws people have broken.
Ooh, okay.
As part of these, because I went through a ton of forums of people talking about what was illegal and what they've done that broke the law. And I'm curious if you can come up with any 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 8 things that I've stumbled upon that people have admitted to.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts?
Sneaking alcohol in.
Definitely.
I mean, we already knew that was a thing.
Definitely. Drinking underage / sneaking alcohol on board. So good one.
Check. Okay.
Check.
Maybe there's a curfew or some hours that they're not supposed to be out and about. No.
So there is like local countries' laws. So I have that. It's very vague, but it was some of them were like, oh, women aren't supposed to go alone off the ship without a male companion or depending on the country. So I'm sure there are curfews regarding like different countries' laws.
Okay.
So that is technically one, yes.
Being in areas of the ship that they're not supposed to be in?
That is not one that I found.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm sure that also happens.
I don't know, murder? These people are probably capable of that.
Not that I saw, but I don't.
There's that many more laws that they broke?
I mean, some of them are so specific and random. One of them is wearing camouflage in certain countries.
Oh.
Yeah.
Apparently
certain countries you're not supposed to wear camouflage. Do you have any other guesses?
Your laugh makes me think that I'm not going to come up with any.
There's just some really random ones. I don't know. I don't know if you'll ever guess them.
Probably
but
not then.
Scattering ashes.
Oh, that's, yep.
Scattering loved ones' ashes.
One.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is definitely one that people have admitted to. This one is interesting, and I actually have, I think, a review of this. Yep. Photocopying copyrighted photos from the ship.
Okay.
Yep. One is drinking absinthe, which people were debating whether or not that
really?
Was.
That's so specific.
Yeah. One was buying Cuban cigars.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, these are
one.
Interesting, though.
Right?
And, I could see that being a thing with, plants, native plants.
Oh, sure. Well, the last one, Alexander, taking rocks or natural items from beaches or parks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another one. I mean, someone even said that the person in front of them at customs had packed a giant pail full of sand and just, packed it down, and the security did not know what to do.
So
everyone was like, this the whole thread was this person saying, my grandma really, really wants a rock.
That's why you bring an urn, fill it with sand.
Oh, and say these are ashes.
Yes.
And they say, you can't do that either. You can't throw
then
those.
Then you say, oh, no, I won't scatter them.
She just wants to lay in bed with me.
Wow.
Yeah. So there were a lot of forums. Most of them did say eek. So I'm just going to let you know that without really going through
Don't
the
worry.
Whole thing.
I can hear it.
Yeah. But so instead, the only thing I want to read is a forum about photocopying photos from
Yeah.
From the, or getting prints.
We recently had a thread about getting those photos.
We did, because one of my challenge. Yeah, that's true. Because my challenge was about finding, about getting the wrong photos.
And then I accidentally. Facial recognition stuff.
Oh my God. And Kaylin said, since she accidentally stumbled upon the cruise critic, which is where that happened. Mm-hmm. So we're back at the photos.
They have something for, this show should, we should just do our show all cruise critic.
I mean, at this point. Might as well do a spinoff.
Yeah.
There's so many for it. I mean, it's you could crazy. Find like everything. And so this is a review by Sable Rose, or not a review, I'm sorry, it's just a forum post, but the question, the title of the forum is, can I take the pics I bought on Conquest to Walgreens to print out? And this is Sable Rose's post. If I have bought the pictures, scanned them in at home, and want to take them up to Walgreens to get printed, will they let me? I've scanned them in, no watermark, and have cropped out the price tag / barcode at the bottom of each larger 8x10 picture. But I'd like to put them on a CD and take them up and get some smaller prints made. Tef, not one word from you about copyright infringement either. Smiley face. So I guess there is a user who likes to get on everyone's case about copyright infringement. I don't know who Tef is, but so sounds like a party pooper.
probably a professional photographer who has had their stuff stolen
or
many
like
times.
An assistant at a law firm or something who's like, I know about all these laws you're breaking. So Tef sounds like a Lucas in my mind. Like, don't you do that, you know. This is a response by LSU Traveler. And they're just so you know, they've tweaked their font to be italicized purple in Arial.
Oh, good.
So just, you know, for fun.
LSU colors are purple and
yellow. Oh, wait, you're totally right. That's probably why.
Go Tigers.
Yes, you can. I heard some say it can't be done, but have been doing it for a while. Never seen a watermark. I've scanned them for relatives, had copies made at Photoshops, and I've put them on a CD. Never had a problem. Never seen a disclaimer, but haven't looked for one either. So this person is clearly admitting that they are breaking the law. Breaking the law.
I don't know. They didn't see anything.
They didn't see anything. So. They didn't look for anything. But they also didn't see it because their eyes were closed. And then this is the final response. This is by Jen. As a Walgreens store manager, I can tell you that our company policy is that no professional photos may be copied without a release from the photographer. We are subject to huge fines if we are caught copying professional photos. Most cruise lines, Carnival included, have no problem faxing you a release for the photos. Once they have your money on board, they really don't care. I've copied many formal portraits with the release. If you want to try without a release, go ahead. Just don't come to my store. It won't happen. End of review.
Ooh. Hey. If that's all it takes, I mean,
yeah, and then
just go through with it.
No,
get that
and then
release, right?
Sable Rose literally responded like, oh, they're faxing the release now.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I just love like Jen's like, not in my Walgreens. Yeah.
Like my first thought was I was worried that the cruise was like, no, like you have to pay us even more money.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. And they were keeping. But if apparently, I don't know, if it's respecting the photographer's rights too, I'm like, yeah, okay,
yeah, I think
I like that.
I think what happened is if you buy the prints. They can give you the release, you know.
That makes sense.
They're not going to, like, fight you on that,
I think that's fair.
Yeah, if you paid for them, you know, I think it makes
sense. That all
sense.
Makes sense. I think that seems fair on both sides.
I mean, as someone who is kind of like LSU Traveler, no, was it? Yeah. As someone who sees myself in LSU Traveler, I think I probably wouldn't even bother getting that fax. I think I would just go and
try and do it.
I would try to find where
you
Jen works and go to any other Walgreens.
Got it.
You know, but if I've already paid for it.
Okay. True.
I feel like that's
you've already paid
that's
for it.
That's the catch.
Sense.
There is like, if I know they're gonna send me a release, like whatever. I mean, I don't know. I don't think. I mean, as a Walgreens customer here in Northern Kentucky, I don't think anyone really is gonna give two shits if I'm. Printing, like, I really don't think they care.
Yeah,
I get photos printed there a lot.
I didn't know that was a policy.
I didn't either.
I guess
never
that,
tried.
It like kind of protects
it makes
the
sense.
Photographer.
But like,
that's
also this was in 2005, and I wonder if like
that's the old thing.
Photo printing, like people care as much
now
anymore.
Now you go and like basically do it
digital.
Yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like all digital now. Yeah, I don't know that anyone really cares anymore. But yeah, so I don't know. I just thought that one was. Not in my Walgreens, you know, and so that's all I got for you today. There were, again, like a lot of forums about doing illegal things, but I thought I would just mention what they were instead of actually reading every forum.
That was good.
Reading every eek.
That was good.
Thank you. So that's that. So next week we've got cruises and your challenge.
My challenge, which how could I forget?
I can't even forget.
It's a review is written from the perspective of a baby.
Oh my God, Alexander.
Oh no.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nightmare.
It's going to be a nightmare episode for everybody. Yeah. Me included. Yeah. So I'm just going to admit it right here and now.
Yeah. And patrons, sorry again for the lack of content last month. That one's on me.
Yeah, that month got away from us. Yeah. I mean, it was on me too. I just left town.
It was
probably
the most hectic month for me health-wise. Yeah. So, oh, and after we record every episode this last sometimes, I've taken a nap every time.
Yeah, he just sleeps so exhausted by the end. With Gigi.
But... Today I can't.
Listen, I think we're tired of your excuses. And I think there's no excuse for not giving patrons the content they deserve.
I'm going to send them all a note for my doctor.
Oh my God. I have a doctor's note.
Give us your mailing address and I'll mail you a copy.
I think we do require mailing address on Patreon. So we could.
We do?
I think so. So we could just send out like a mass.
And that's it. Like not even any other like bonus thing.
Do you think we
nothing
need,
they'll
no.
actually want. Just
do you think we need a release from before Walgreens prints those out for us? They might not. They might need a release for us to. Well, at least Jen will need a release. Not at her Walgreens. Yeah. You know.
Okay. We'll work on that.
We need like a HIPAA release.
Mm-hmm, yeah. True.
All right. Well, so we'll see you all next week.
For that chaos episode.
For the most disturbing episode we've probably done in a while, and that's saying something.
Yep.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.